Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to high school varsity baseball. We are at Central Catholic High School. Tonight's ball game, the Seeger Patriots and the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Both teams have had infield, outfield practice, getting ready to play the game, probably about 8 minutes away. They're going to take out a change of base pads right now. We'll mention both coaches been instrumental before the game. We are thankful. Both umpires are going to run a two-umpire crew. They're going to wear the dark blue shirts, sleeveless, I should say, from the bicep down. Pretty warm night on the diamond. Saw the Fahrenheit temperature a while ago at 91 degrees. Probably pretty accurate. Coach is going to meet at home plate right now. Going to talk with the umpires. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team, the Seeger Patriots. They have a school enrollment of 380. Their school was founded in 1957. They're Class 2A, Sectional 38. There are five in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Delphi Community High School. In their sectional, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Fountain Central, Seeger, Western Boone. The principal at Seeger High School is Robert Beckett. Seeger Patriots High School, located at 1222 South State Road 263, located in West Lebanon, Indiana, 47991. You can dial them up at 765-893-4445. On the web, it's SeegerPatriots.com. On Twitter, it's at SeegerPatriots. They wear the colors scarlet, navy, and white. They perform in the Wabash River Conference. There are 8 teams in the Wabash River Conference. They are alphabetically Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Seeger, South Vermilion. We'll mention both teams on the diamond today. They both have 13 wins on the season. Head coach for the Seeger Patriots is Coach Sean Turner. We'll mention the next game on their agenda after tonight's game. Going to be Thursday, February 12th. That's going to be tomorrow, 5:30 start time. It'll be Faith Christian at Seeger Patriots. We'll talk a little bit about the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, the home team on the scoreboard. They have a school enrollment of 293. Their school was founded in 1956. They're Class 1A, Sectional 53. There are 6 in their sectional. It will happen at Central Catholic High School. We'll mention they are Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, Central Catholic. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. They wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. In that conference, alphabetically, it's Benton Central. We're mentioning a Benton Central high stat leader right now leading the board right there. That's Adrian Torres. He wears number 16, a sophomore, batting 356 on the season, 391 on base percentage. That's in 64 at-bats, 59 official at-bats. We'll mention also Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Central Catholic, Northwestern, Rensselaer Central, that's Tipton, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. As mentioned, both teams entered this ballgame with 13 wins. Head coach for the Knights, Tim Bordenay, 87 graduate. We'll mention the next team on their agenda, Hoosier Conference crossover game, Friday, May 13th. It's going to happen at 6 p.m. Central Catholic Knights at Western Panthers. We'll set this down.
athlete and an example of deep faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors, and give them the strength that comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. Both teams on the diamond getting ready for baseball. Visiting team on the scoreboard, Seager Patriots. Knights, the home team. We'll mention the Knights on the diamond. We'll mention the catcher is number 3, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane will play defensively on the diamond. The DH will be T.J. Bell, number 16. Pitching tonight for Central Catholic. It's Carter Johnson, wears number 25. At first base, it's Justin Brady, wears number 32. Second base, Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Jeanhart, number 24. At third base, Ryan Schumer, number 7. In left field, Ben Mazur, wears number 27. In center field, Bryn Robbins, number 33. And in right field, Caden Minnick, wears number 20. Offensively, going to step in here momentarily. We'll let you know that Seager Patriots going to bat like this. Center fielder, number 11, Caleb Edwards. Shortstop, number 21, Christian Holland. Pitcher, number 4, Nick Turner. First baseman, number 24, Jace Ware. Third baseman, number 2, Noah Stephen. Second base, number 10, Drew Holland. Right field, number 14, Peyton Reynolds. Catcher, number 19, Hunter Albertson. In left field, number 7, Landon Walker. Let's learn a little bit about Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson, going to pitch here on the diamond. We'll mention a little bit about Carter Johnson. He wears number 25. Carter Johnson on the season. He's walked 5 batters. He struck out 7. Carter Johnson going to pitch here in the first inning. They're throwing the ball around. They're throwing down to second base. Jackson Kane. First batter in the lineup. Going to step in. 6 o'clock straight up right now. They're going to have a meeting right there at the pitcher's mound. Knights going to tap gloves. Getting ready to bat here in the leadoff batter of the ballgame, Caleb Edwards. Center fielder wears number 11. Right-handed batter. Going to step in. Step in the batter's box right here and wear the black batting gloves. Let's tap the plate far. Working from the windup, Carter Johnson. Here's the first pitch. Swung on, he's going to foul it right side out of play. No balls, 1 strike. A tappy shoes right there at the bat, front side. It's a little bit tighter to step back in. Right-handed batter, Carter Johnson pitching. Here comes the 0-1. Breaking pitch, back door, strike, called. Count goes to 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. He'll step back in. Caleb Edwards, Carter Johnson. Pitch comes in, ball. Count goes 1-2. 1-2. Just step back in. Right-handed batter, Caleb Edwards. Lefty pitcher, Carter Johnson. Backdoor curveball, just missed. Count goes 2-2. 2-2. The Perian look at signals. Working from the windup. Steps back in, Caleb Edwards. He'll take a drive to the outfield. He'll go to center field. Backing up, making the catch in center field, Bren Robbins. One out, top of the first inning.
How about in the shortstop?
Next batter is going to step in. It's going to be number 21. He's going to play shortstop, Christian Holland. Another right-handed batter. Going to step in. Right-handed batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals, Carter Johnson. Here comes the wind. Ground ball, going to go left side, going to get to the front of the screen, third base dugout. Third base dugout occupied by the Seeker Patriots. Seeker Patriots wearing the light gray uniforms, tops and bottoms. Knights occupying the first base dugout, wearing the white uniforms. Pinstripes, swing and a miss. Number 21, Christian Holland. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Here's the wind. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout to go down swinging. 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 4. He'll do the pitching. That's Nick Turner. Nick Turner going to manicure that right-handed batter's box. And he'll step over and he'll bat in the lefty. So that left-handed batter's box, where's number 4? That's Nick Turner. Here comes the wind from Carter Johnson. Pitch comes in, strike called. Might have been a breaking pitch. Count goes 0-1. Step back in. Nick Turner, Carter Johnson. Ground ball in the infield. Going to be fielded by Owen Munn at second base. He'll slip it to first base, Justin Brady. The Knights get out of the first inning. No runs, no scores. And go to the bottom half of the first inning. And we'll mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by several. That's Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. In Frankfurt, 1601 McKinley Avenue. Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, all occupying the same building. Larson and Sons Target Sports, Main Street on Sheridan, Indiana. So they're working the ball around the diamond. We'll mention playing defensively in the field for the Seeker Patriots. The catcher is Hunter Albertson. Albertson wears number 19. Doing the pitching today is Nick Turner. Nick Turner wears number 4. At first base, Jace Ware, number 24. At second base, Drew Holland wears number 10. Shortstop, Christian Holland wears, we'll double check that. Christian Holland is at shortstop. He's going to wear number 21. At third base, Noah Steven. Noah Steven wears number 2. In left field, number 7, that's Landon Walker. In center field, Caleb Edwards wears number 11. In right field, Peyton Reynolds wears number 14. Getting some warm-up pitches right there on the pitches mound. That's number 4, Nick Turner. Nick Turner enters the ball game 26 innings. Under his belt, he's walked 4. He struck out 34. Getting some final warm-up tosses on the pitches mound. Right-handed pitcher. See the Patriots throwing it around the infield. Bottom of the first ring. In the start up here, we'll mention the Knights are going to bat like this. Number 25, Carter Johnson. He'll bat first. Batting second, 24, Evan Deanhart. Batting third, number 12, Owen Munn. Batting fourth, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Batting fifth, number 32, that's Justin Brady. Batting sixth, number 27, Ben Mazur. Batting 7th, number 20, Caden Minnick. Batting 8th, number 16, T.J. Bell. Batting ninth, number 33, Bren Robbins. They throw it down to second base. Put the ball back in the glove of pitcher Nick Turner. Nick Turner going to have a shoe tie right there behind the pitcher's mound. Guys right there. All encouraging. First batter going to bat for Central Catholic, number 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson doing the pitching today for Central Catholic Knights. He'll step in, left-handed batter. They have an open stance. Working from the windup, number 4, Nick Turner. Here comes the first pitch. Going to be a low elevation line shot to right field. Going to be a base hit between first and second base. First pitch, base hit for Carter Johnson. Second batter going to step in for the Knights. Going to be Evan Jeanhart. Evan Jeanhart wears number 24. Plays shortstop for the Knights. Going to manage the dirt area right there. The step in part. When he steps in, that's Nick Turner. Working from the stretch, now the set. The check first base, pitch comes in. Breaking pitch, cross the dish, strike one. No balls, one strike. Steps back in, Evan Jeanhart, peering in, looking at signals. Nick Turner, out of the set, pickoff move. First base, nonchalant. Tag applied, safe at first base, head first. It's Carter Johnson. Nick Turner steps back in the rubber. With it from the stretch, now the set, pickoff move again. Nonchalant, head first slide safe, Carter Johnson. First baseman right there is Jace Ware. Jace Ware holding him on at first base. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Snap throw down to first base from Hunter Albertson. No tag applied. Carter Johnson on the base, getting signals. Peering in, looking at signals at home plate is Nick Turner. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pickoff move, a little bit better. Got a B+. Pickoff throw was right there, taggable. Safe at first base, Carter Johnson. Peering in, looking at signals from Hunter Albertson. Here comes the pitch. It'll be hit by pitch. The turn is back. Take the brunt of it. He'll jog down to first base.
The second baseman, number
4. Evan Jeanhart. Runners at first and second base. Evan Jeanhart at first base. Carter Johnson at second. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn playing second base for the Knights. A bit of a timeout on the diamond. Going to have a runner step in. It's going to be number 17 stepping in to run. It's going to be Boutel. Gavin Boutel is going to run to second base. Going to be the running for Carter Johnson. Courtesy runner for the pitcher, Carter Johnson. Runners at first and second base. Stepping into bat, Owen Munn. The manicure, the right-handed batter's box. Steps in, peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Nick Turner is going to step off the back. They're going to call timeout. They're going to walk out. That's Hunter Albertson, the catcher. Going to have conversation with pitcher Nick Turner. Owen Munn, conversation there halfway down third baseline with Coach Bourdonnais. Going to walk behind the dish. Going to start just back up. Right-handed batter. That's Owen Munn. Owen Munn yet to take a first pitch. Three pickoff moves at first base. One was pretty good. Working from the set. Check second base. Nick Turner. Squaring the bunt. Going to put a bunt down. Going to pick it up. It's going to be a fair ball. Going to throw it over the head of the first baseman. It's going to go into bullpen area. That's actually backed up really nicely. Right there. Number 10, Drew Holland, the second baseman. Going to keep Munn there at first base. He'll reach base on air. Knights have bases loaded. Three aboard for the Knights. Next to bat for the Knights is going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. In the rubber, Nick Turner. Peering in, looking at signals from Hunter Albertson. Still looking signals now out of set position. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball just misses. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Ryan Schumer checking signals. Steps back in. Left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Nick Turner now out of set position. Pitch comes in. He's going to pop one high on the infield. It's going to be called for by the third baseman. Out recorded. Catch made by Noah Steven. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. Bases loaded. Runners on each base stepping in. Next batter going to be number 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady playing first base today for the Knights. Left-handed batter steps in. Peering in, looking at signals, Nick Turner. Still looking. Nick Turner on the pitcher's mound, now the set position to check third base. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, foul tip. At their home plate off the glove of Hunter Albertson goes back to the screen. Count goes 0-1. No ball, one strike. Signals given, third base coach. Coach Bordenay will step back in. It's Justin Brady. Justin Brady, left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Nick Turner. Looks for his set position. He'll peer in. Here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in a little bit high and away. Ball one. Count goes one ball, one strike. Step back in. Justin Brady, peering in, looking at signals, Nick Turner from the set position. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher Nick Turner peers in, looks at signals. Now out of set position. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball in the infield. Going to get through the wickets right there at second base. Drew Holland coming in to score. Knights. Knights are going to score two. Throwing it in from right field, Peyton Reynolds. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. They put the ball back in the glove of Nick Turner. First baseman, Jake Ware, comes over with some confidence for Nick Turner. Going to step out in front of the plate, going to call the signals. Catcher, Hunter Albertson. Runners on the corners. One out. Bottom of the first inning. Ben Mazur steps in. Right-handed batter facing the righty. Nick Turner working from the set position. Pitch comes in. Ground ball in the infield. He'll be fielded by a shortstop. He'll go unassisted at second base. He'll throw to first base, get the double play. And a good pickup at first base. One hop, a short hop. That's Jace Ware. So the Knights, they leave one on base. They come up with two runs in the bottom of the first inning. The 2-0 contest. Seager Patriots going to bat in the top of the second inning. We'll let you know this game is in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street. Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. They're going to put it back in the glove here eventually. Carter Johnson getting some warm-up pitches right there at the pitcher's mound. Right-handed pitcher. Throw the ball around the infield and ask for balls to come in. We're going to see a left-handed batter step in. and momentarily for the Seeger Patriots. I'm going to walk towards home plate. Step around there. Jackson Kane goes out, has a short conversation with Carter Johnson. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be number 24, Jake Ware. Jake Ware plays first base. He bats in the fourth position for the Seeger Patriots. Step in. Peering in, working from the windup, Carter Johnson. Pitch comes in low for ball one. Carter Johnson, Jace Ware, working on the diamond. Top of the second inning. Working from the windup, here comes the pitch. Low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jace Ware. Jace Ware batting. Bottom of the second inning, left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, strike called. Two balls, one strike. He'll step back in, tap the plate. Lefty versus the lefty. Here comes the whine from Carter Johnson. Low and away, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Step out of the box, Chappie's cleats. Take a pretty good swing outside the box and step back in. Jace Ware, Carter Johnson in the windup. Here comes a 3-1. Low for ball four. He'll jog down to first base. He'll remove that apparatus. He'll head down to first base. He's got that elbow guard right there. Kind of puts the mind of a Barry Bonds. They say Barry Bonds had a retractable elbow. He worked a 309 down the right field line at Giant Stadium. Next batter stepping in for Seeger. Number two, Noah Steven. Plays third base. He's going to put a bunt down. He's going to go foul. Left side. He went airborne. About 20, 30 feet. Foul ball. So left-handed batter, going to step back in. Noah Steven. Noah Steven, the cousin of the pitcher that pitched against the Knights in the sectional not long ago. He'll step back in. Noah Steven, working on the pitcher's mound, Carter Johnson. He'll put a bunt down again. It'll be a foul ball. He'll bounce off the ground. Back there by Jackson Kane, he'll pick it up in foul territory out of the air. No balls, two strikes. He's going to step back in. That's number two, Noah Steven. Working behind the rubber right there, taking a look in the home plate, steps in. Carter Johnson looking at signals. Modestly to first base for Jace Ware. They'll get back a little closer now. Pickoff move to Justin Brady. Back in there, head first slide, Jace Ware. No balls, two strikes. Left-handed batter is number two, Noah Steven. Working from the stretch, here's the pitch. You can take a drive to center field. It's going to be in the gap. It's going to be picked up right there and caught by Bryn Robbins. One out, top of the second inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Drew Holland. Drew Holland was number 10, playing second base for the Patriots. Another left-handed batter. So just the helmet will step in now. Working from the stretch, Carter Johnson. Now the set position will check first base. Jace Ware at first base, getting a lead. First pitch comes in, away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Carter Johnson steps back in. Peers in, looks at signals. Working from the set position, checks first base. Pitch comes in, ground ball, going to get by the glove of first baseman Justin Brady. Going to be picked up in right field by Caden Minnick. He'll hit the cutoff right there behind the pitcher's mound, Evan Jeanhart. So base hit to right field on the ground is number 10, Drew Holland. Drew Holland at first base. At second base, Jace Ware. One out, top of the second inning. Stepping into bat, it's going to be Peyton Reynolds. Peyton Reynolds. Where's number 14, the right fielder? First pitch comes in, ground ball. Going to get through the gap right there on the ground, third base and shortstop. Going to come up throwing from left field. It's Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur going to throw it inside. Going to be picked up there by Jackson Kane. All bases occupied, bases are loaded for the Secret Patriots. Next batter in the lineup can be Hunter Albertson. Hunter Albertson doing the catching. He wears number 19. Right-handed batter. Steps in. In the rubber, Carter Johnson looking at signals. Out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Might have been a backdoor curveball. Right-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. Starts it away, broke in there. Strike one. Here comes the second pitch. Another backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Carter Johnson. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2. Swung on to take a line drive to left field, just inside the left field line. Score in one. The second one going to score. Going to tie the ball game at two. Going to be a two RBI single off the bat of 19 Hunter Albertson. They're going to call a timeout on the diamond. Hunter Albertson going to jog in, put his gear on. Running out to do the running. Courtesy runner is number three, Matt Taylor. Matt Taylor, a synonymous name. Radio voice of the Indianapolis Colts, Matt Taylor. We're called timeout on the diamond. Walking out, Coach Bordenay going to have a conversation with his infield. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Located 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. That's Larson and A&D, Sun Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. To step back in. Landon Walker, number seven, plays left field. Working out the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Walker. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. One out, top of the second inning, two runs in, tie ball game at two. Swung on or fouled back to the screen. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. A step back in, Landon Walker was number seven. Peering in, looking at signals. Carter Johnson working out the stretch. Now the set position. He checks second base. Pitch comes in, going to pop one sky high. Jackson Kane right there, going to be called off. Catch going to be made by the pitcher, Carter Johnson, right there around home plate. Second out, top of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup, going to be number 11, Caleb Edwards. Caleb Edwards going to step in, center fielder. On the season, he's batting .556. That's in 65 plate appearances, 54 official at-bats. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Facing the lefty, Carter Johnson. Here's the pitch. Be a ground ball. Going to get through the gap, third base, shortstop. When he picked up in left field, making a throw to the plate, going to get by the catcher, Jackson Kane. One hop, gets by him. Run comes in to score. It's a 3-2 ball game. They call timeout on the diamond. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be Christian Holland. Christian Holland, number 21, plays shortstop position. Christian Holland batting 319, 64 at-bats. I should say 64 plate appearances, 47 at-bats, working from the stretch. Pitch comes in, short hops the glove of Jackson Kane. Can't locate the baseball. Carter's not going to point it out to him. Throw it to plate. Safe at home plate, number 11, Caleb Edwards. Two runs. Score on the misplayed baseball. The Justice. Catcher's gear right there. Jackson Kane. Stepping in. Nick Turner. Working from the windup, Carter Johnson. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop, backhands it, picks it back up. Throws a strike across the diamond. Evan Dienhart to Justin Brady. In the batter's box there was Christian Holland. Final out. Seager comes up with five runs. Four hits, they leave no one on base. At the end of one and a half, Seager 5, Central Catholic 2. Also, we'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, that's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana. 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana. So let's turn the ball around the diamond, get some final warm-up pitches. On the pitcher's mound, Nick Turner throws a frozen rope strike to second base. Fielded right there by Drew Holland. I'll throw it around the infield, but put it back in the glove of Nick Turner. Next batter in the ballgame for the Knights is going to be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick playing right field. He wears number 20. Caden Minnick, a left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a windup. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball just misses. Breaking pitch. Caden Minnick steps back in. Working from the windup, Nick Turner. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Pitch comes in high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Caden Minnick steps back in, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Nick Turner. Takes that back. He's working from the stretch. Outside of ball 3-0. Working from the stretch, nobody on. Peering in, looking at signals. Set position, 3-0 pitch in there for a strike. Might have went with the curveball, 3-0 curveball. Feeling pretty confident. Peering in, looking at signals. Number 4, Nick Turner, working out a stretch. Now the set position, here comes the 3-1. They call it a strike right there at the kneecaps. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick. Nick Turner. Here comes the 3-2. It'll be a ground ball in the infield. It'll be fielded by the second baseman. The throw to first base, they'll get one out. They're in the bottom of the second inning. Drew Holland to Jace Ware. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. Going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter steps in. Peering in, looking at signals, working out the stretch. That's Nick Turner. Where's number 4? Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Broke low. No balls, one strike. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, and there's ball one. One ball, one strike. T.J. Bell steps back in. Right-handed batter facing the righty pitcher. He's going to step off the back and step back in. That's Nick Turner. The period look at signals. Working out the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, ground ball foul, left side. Going to get the foul line fence. It'll stay in. T.J. Bell steps back in. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Nick Turner working from the set position. Breaking pitch, swinging a miss. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins playing center field in the ball game. Where's number 33? They'll work from there. Bryn Robbins steps in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the set position. Ball comes in, short off the glove. Gets by the catcher. Hunter Albertson. So, one ball, no strikes. Working on the diamond right here. See the Patriots. In the batter's box, Bryn Robbins. Here comes the 1-0. Breaking pitch, finished away. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Bryn Robbins steps back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Peering in, looking at signals, now the set position. Pitch comes in, fastball, swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. Appear back in, that's Nick Turner, the pitcher. In the batter's box, right-handed, Bryn Robbins. Looking from the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Breaking pitch, just over the top of it. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, bottom of the second inning. Foul ball, back to the screen. Count remains 2-2 to Bryn Robbins. Put the ball back in play. It's in the glove of Nick Turner. He steps back in. Ball's in play. Bryn Robbins, 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch from Turner. Foul back to the screen. 2-2 count once again. Bryn Robbins step back in. Tap the plate. Back in the rubber, Nick Turner. Peering in, looking at signals. Working from the set position. Here comes the 2-2 once again. It's going to be a backdoor. It's going to be a curveball, I should say. Off speed, breaks in there for a strike. So they'll work it from right there. So no runners left on base, no errors. Knights come up with no runs. At the end of two, Seager 5, Central Catholic 2. Again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll mention their hours of operation. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. Right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They are closed on Sunday. Right there at Titus Bakery and Deli, you can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut, or maybe that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Let's put the ball back in the glove of Carter Johnson. Next batter to step in, top of the third inning. He does the pitching. Where's number four? It's Nick Turner. that could have batted lefty, throws righty. Not sure if he's a switch hitter. Maybe we'll find out. Maybe not. Here comes the pitch from Carter Johnson. You know, trying to check his swing. Couldn't get it checked. That pitch come in, broke low. Strike one called at home plate. No balls, one strike. You'll step back in. Tap the plate. Peering in, looking at singles. Carter Johnson. Pitch comes in. He's going to hit a fly ball to right field. Going to back up. Caden Minnick. Going to go off the wall, rounded first base, going to go to second base. Nick Turner going to end up with a stand-up double.
I'm not in your first base.
The next batter going to step in. It's going to be Jace Ware. Jace Ware, number 24, plays first base. Jace Ware going to step in. He's batting .457 on the season. .698 on base percentage. Going to go with a courtesy runner. There at second base, running in the dugout is Nick Turner. He's the pitcher of record for Seager. Getting ready to bat here. The left-handed batter going to step in momentarily. Chase Ware, or is number 24. He'll step in now as the home plate umpire records the transaction. Ball's live, working from the stretch, Carter Johnson. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch. Finish slow. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in the rubber. Carter Johnson. Stepping back in left-handed batter's box. Chase Ware. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Going to get by first base. Going to be played there by Owen Munn on the carom. Covering home plate. Right there. They were sagging out. At home plate, Jackson King shows the baseball to the umpire. So they get two outs in that particular play. Ball hit right side of Justin Brady. It caromed off and picked up there by second baseman. Owen Munn goes on to Carter Johnson covering the bag. Carter Johnson threw a strike to home plate. Jackson King made the tag. Two outs. Stepping into bat. Going to be number two, Noah Steven, third baseman. Step out of the box, step back on. Number two, Steven. Noah Steven, he's batting .471, .542 on base percentage. Take the first pitch strike. No balls, one strike. Steps back in, left-handed batter, Noah Steven. Here's the wind. Low for balls one. Down goes one and one. One ball, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Signals given. Here comes the wind from Carter Johnson. Near ground ball. Pokes it left side. It's picked up by Evan Genhart. They throw across the diamond. Safe at first base is Noah Steven. Evan Genhart trying to field that ball from behind Ryan Schumer. Off the glove. Difficult task right there. A strong throw to first base behind number two. Reaching base safely, Noah Steven. One runner aboard. Two outs. Top of the third inning. Stepping in, number 10, Drew Holland. Working from the set. Pickoff move. Pretty good move right there, getting back safely head first is Noah Steven. Drew Holland was number 10. Drew Holland batting .333 on the season, .382 on base percentage. Left-handed batter, Drew Holland, working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Going to pop one sky high. Going to give it a chase behind home plate, and Jackson Kane makes the catch. Three outs, top of the third inning. And these runners on base, we'll mention, they come up with no runs. At the end of 2.5, Seager 5, Cisco Catholic 2. And we'll mention, you're listening to internet radio. You can listen live to audio sports, or you can listen later. We bring the game to you. That's PutMeInSports.com. Football, basketball, baseball. We thank you for listening. We'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. at least it soaks bare. Enthusiasm, experience, and yet knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message at 317-513-4086. Again, the number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. And throw one down, second base. Throw it around the infield. Going to end up putting the ball back in the glove of Nick Turner. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights. The one hitter is Carter Johnson. Where's number 25? Carter Johnson on the season. He's batting 240. That's in 76 plate appearances, 50 official at bats. On base percentage of 453. Here comes the wind. First pitch to Johnson. He's going to hit first pitch again to first base and try to beat it out. They're going to throw to first base and get it to the pitcher. Covering first base right there, the right time to cover, was Nick Turner. Carter Johnson, 1-2 on the evening. He's going to work his way to the dugout. Next batter in the lineup, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, number 24. Dienhart batting 408 on the season, 525 on base percentage. First pitch. Strike call, breaking pitch, cross the dish. No balls, one strike. Step back in, right-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Nick Turner. The pop one to the left field. Going to give a chase left side. Left of him, he'll make the catch. It's Landon Walker. Two outs, bottom of the third inning. Next batter's going to check into bat. That's number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn plays second base. 0-9 on the season, batting 361, 435 on base percentage. Right, there's 70 plate appearances, 61 official at-bats. Steps in now, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Nick Turner. Fastball in there for a strike. No ball, one strike. 0-9, taps the plate far and near, steps back in. Working from the windup, Nick Turner. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Going to get by the catcher, Hunter Albertson. He'll pick it up halfway back in the grass. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count to 0-1. Right-handed batter steps in. Working from the windup, peering in, looking at signals, is Nick Turner. Nick Turner, 0-1. Now here comes the wide. Pitch comes in, air strike called. Might have been an outside edge. Let it go by. At the bottom of the third inning, no runs, no hits. Nobody left on base. After three, complete. Seager, 5. Central Catholic, 2. Again, we'll mention PutneyInSports.com since 2008. PutneyInSports.com has been bringing internet radio, high school sports, to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutneyInSports.com. Throwing the ball around the infield, getting ready there for top of the fourth inning. And we'll also mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall providing internet radio access for many, many people. I should say many broadcast stations. You can listen online or you can watch visually Robbie Kendall also offers video right there at audiosportsonline.net. If you want to cover your team, if you want to cover baseball, basketball, football, also you can cover volleyball, you can cover girls basketball, you can cover cross country. That's Robbie Kendall at audiosportsonline.net. They're throwing the ball around the infield. Getting ready to toss one down to second base. New pitcher in the ballgame. Where's number 14? Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox going to pitch. Mentioned Carter Johnson. Might have a hamstring. I'm not sure that he's going to work his way in the dugout. And doing the pitching right now is Tyler Fox for the Knights. Tyler Fox wears number 14. He enters the ball game with 9 1/3 innings. He's walked 7. He struck out 12. Tyler Fox doing the pitching for the Knights. Things next to warm-ups right here on the diamond. On the pitcher's mound. He did have some bullpen activity. We believe so. He's getting warmed up right now by Jackson Kane. And across the infield ball in. Practicing from the stretch, Tyler Fox, breaking pitch right there. Getting ready to toss one down. Coming over from third base, Ryan Schumer. Coming over from first base, Justin Brady. Going to speak some encouragement right there. I'm going to show it. Going to throw one down to second base, Tyler Fox. Final warm-up pitch. Was thrown down by Jackson Kane. Frozen rope to the glove of Owen Munn. So they're working around the infield. They'll put it back in the glove of Tyler Fox. So we're getting ready to bat here in the top of the fourth inning. A 5-2 ball game. Seager in front. Right-handed batter getting ready to step in. Working from the windup. Tyler Fox going to step in right now. Ball is in play. Comes the first pitch from Tyler. Pretty good velocity. Finishes high. Ball one. Tyler Fox on the pitcher's mound. He's going to work from the stretch now. Set position. Here comes the pitch right across the dish. Strike called. The 14, Peyton Reynolds, right-handed batter, plays right field. Here comes the 1-1. Foul back, out of play. 14, Peyton Reynolds, batting 211 on the season. On-base percentage of 250. That's in 42 plate appearances. 38 at-bats. A step back in, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch. Broke a bit early. Ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Working from the set. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Going to be fielded by Evan Teinhart. Still glove it. He'll throw on the run. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. One out. Top of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. It's going to be number 19, Hunter Albertson. Hunter Albertson, the catcher. Hunter Albertson on the season, batting 333. That's in four plate appearances, three at-bats. He's batting 500 on the on-base percentage. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Tyler Fox. Out of a set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Fastball from Tyler Fox. Pretty lanky young man, pretty good build for a pitcher. He'll peer in, look at signals, working out a set position. Here comes the 0-1. Fouled back, out of play. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Tyler Fox, right-handed pitcher for the Knights. Pitching here in the top of the fourth. The batter's box, Hunter Albertson, does the catching. Was number 19, working out of a set position. Breaking pitch broke away. Ball two. Two balls? Double check here. Steps back in. Hunter Albertson. One out. In the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Low and away. There's ball two. 2-2 count. 2-2. One out. Top of the fourth inning, right-handed batter. That's Hunter Albertson. Working from the set, Tyler Fox. Going to foul one back to the screen. Going to stay in the box. A 2-2 count once again. Hunter Albertson. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Fox. Looking a long time, picks up the signal, looking from the set. Here comes the 2-2 again. Outside of ball. Fastball. A little bit of a fishing pitch. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Here comes the 3-2. Just above the zone. Let's it go by. Ball four. Hunter Albertson at first base.
No, that's the number seven.
Hunter Albertson, 19. Going to call timeout and give way to the courtesy runner. Albertson going to jog in, put gear on. First base runner going to be Matt Taylor once again. Where's number three? Got a full head of hair right there underneath that helmet. Matt Taylor at first base going to get a modest lead there. Working from the stretch, now the set, Tyler Fox, pickoff move. Tag applied back safely is Matt Taylor. Step back in the rubber, looking at signals. Next batter, Landon Walker. Squares the bunt, pulls the bat back, strike called. Number seven, Landon Walker, batting 370 on the season. 469 on base percentage. Peering in looking at signals. Tyler Fox out of the set. Breaking pitch. Good block there by Jackson Kane. Kept it in front of him. Picks it up out in front of home plate. Back on the bag at first base is Matt Taylor. Going to get his lead. When Tyler Fox steps in, he steps in. He peers in, looks at signals. Landon Walker, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Low and away. A ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Landon Walker. Peering in looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. 2-1. Going to get by the glove of Jackson Kane. Taking off. Going to end up at second base is Matt Taylor. To work back to the pitcher's mound, Tyler Fox, right-handed batter Landon Taylor, looks at signals, hand clap right there from Coach Sean Turner. Peering in looking at signals, Alva Sack checks second base. 3-1, the plate was wide open. Strike called, fastball. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Steps back in, working from the stretch. Check second base, Alva Sett. The step off the back. That's Tyler Fox. He'll restart the sequence. The step in the rubber. Right-handed batter, Landon Walker. This one's a 3-2. Strike called. He's going to go down looking. Two out. Here in the top of the fourth inning. At second base, Matt Taylor. He's running for Hunter Albertson, the catcher. Courtesy runner. He's at second base now. Two outs. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 11, Caleb Edwards. Caleb Edwards, as mentioned, 556 batting average, 55 plate appearances. He's working right there with 54 at-bats. He's going to step back. Rising is breaking a moment. They're going to issue him first base. Intentional walk without pitching to him. That's a compliment, as my dad would say. He's at first base now. That's number 11, Caleb Edwards. Right-handed batter steps in. Christian Holland. Where's 21? Looking from the stretch. Tyler 5. Tyler set. Check second base. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Throws up Christian Holland. Righty facing a righty. Good pitch from Tyler Fox. Peers in, looks at signals. Working from the set position, checks second base. Pitch comes in, tried to check his swing. Couldn't get it checked. Called strike by home plate umpire. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter steps back in. Christian Holland. Peering in, looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Working out of stretch, now the set, he'll check second base. Breaking pitch, held up from swinging, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Christian Holland, batting 319 on the season, 484 on base percentage. Here comes the 1-2. You know, foul one, right side, out of play. He'll stay in the box with a 1-2 count once again. Back to the pitcher's rubber, Tyler Fox. Runners at first and second base for the Patriots. Step back in. Ball's in play. Working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch, he'll foul that one out of play just to protect the zone. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, step back in. Christian Holland. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Tyler Fox, peering in, looking at signals. Still looking to work out of the set position now to check second base. Breaking pitch, spins high. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, to step back in. Right-handed batter, Christian Holland. Step back in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Looking at signals, working from the set position. 2-2, high for ball three. Pretty good velocity. Tyler Fox can bring it. Three balls, two strikes. A step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. Working from the stretch, now the set is at second base. Pickoff move, second base, they're going to get him. No. Circumstantial, got the... Wasn't a circumstantial out. He got the arm in there, got the hand in there prior to the tag. Timing play right here from Evan Deanhart. A step back in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Top of the fourth inning, 5-2 ball game. Seeker in front, looking from the set, 3-2 pitch. Could he buy Jackson Kane? I'm going to jog down to first base. Runners on each base. Bases are loaded. Can get a different baseball right here. Tyler Fox. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number four. The pitcher, Nick Turner. Nick Turner batting 455. 61 plate appearances. 44 at-bats. Batting 586 on-base percentage. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bortnick going to jog out. Have conversation with his infield. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. That's 317-984-4931. Locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Stepping into bat, number four, Nick Turner. Bases loaded, stepping in the rubber, Tyler Fox. Working from the set position. First pitch high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Tyler Fox. Peering in. Looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Works from the set position. Checks third base. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Tyler Fox can step back in the rubber. Left-handed batter's box, Nick Turner working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Right there at the kneecap, strike called. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Nick Turner taps the plate. Left-handed batter facing the righty. Tyler Fox out of the set position. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He's going to drive one to right field. It's going to be a foul ball on the right field line. They'll track that one down out of the dugout. Two balls, two strikes. Two out. Top of the fourth inning. Steps back in. Nick Turner taps the plate. Stepping in. 14, Tyler Fox working from the set position. Here comes the pitch. Good block there at home plate. Good block by Jackson Kane. Stepping in front of him. Ask for a new baseball. 3-2 count. Nick Turner. Walk back to the pitcher's rubber. Tyler Fox. Left-handed batter steps back in. Nick Turner. Steps back in the rubber. Tyler Fox peering in looking at singles. Working out of the set. Pitch comes in. It's just a bit above the zone. Ball four. Walk one in. Scoring at home plate.
First base, number 20.
Number three, Matt Taylor. Next batter in the lineup could be Chase Ware. Chase Ware, first baseman. Where's 24? Going to go with a courtesy runner.
I'm running at first base.
I should say a runner for the pitcher. A courtesy runner at first base. That's number 22, Sean Grady. Stepping into bat, number 24, Chase Ware. Plays first base. Peering in looking at signals. Tyler Fox. Long peer. He'll set position now. Pitch on the way. Strike called. And let it go by. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Tyler Fox going to step back in. Peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. Work out a set position. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. High for a ball. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter going to step back in. Number 24, Jace Ware. Bases loaded. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Spin inside edge, knee high. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. 24, Jace Ware. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of set position. Breaking pitch, and he's high and away. 2-2 count. He'll step back in. Jace Ware. It's just the batting glove. He'll step back in the rubber. Tyler Fox. Here in look at signals. Out of the set. Here comes a 2-2. Ground ball. We backhanded by Justin Brady. Good toss on. Pitcher covering. It's Tyler Fox. They'll get the put out. So, one run in the inning for Seager. At the end of 3.5-6-2 ball game. Knights coming to the plate. I will again mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone, 317-758-5886. Their number again is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons, Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. That's Target Sports in Sheridan. So we'll go ahead and mention ball game is going to happen Friday. It's going to be Central Catholic Knights. They'll travel to Western for the Hoosier crossover conference game for the championship of the Hoosier Conference. And then on Saturday, there'll be two games here, beginning at 1 o'clock. They'll go against Pioneer. The two games that day. Stepping in the bat for the Knights, number 7, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer wears number 7. He's the third baseman. Ryan Schumer on the season. He's batting 205. That's in 54 plate appearances, 39 at-bats. He's batting 415. That should have 415 average on the on-base percentage. A step in, left-handed batter. Facing the righty, Nick Turner. Here comes the first pitch. Pitch comes in right there at the kneecaps. Strike called. No ball, one strike. Just step back in. Working from the windup, Nick Turner. Pitch comes in. He'll pop one to the outfield. He'll be called for by the right fielder. He'll move to his right. He'll make the catch. From Peyton Reynolds, first out, the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter to step in for the Knights, 32, Justin Brady. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. Justin Brady on the season, batting 302 at 64 plate appearances, 53 at-bats, 413 on-base percentage. First pitch, swing and a miss. Justin Brady, left-handed batter, steps back in, working from the windup, Nick Turner. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. A little bit off speed. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Nick Turner. Justin Brady. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Looks at signals. Coach Borton, ain't none given. He'll step back in. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the wind. It'll be a ground ball in the infield. It's going to be fielded by Turner, and he'll take it himself to first base.
Left fielder number 27.
Didn't right up there in the first base line. Turner fielded it close enough just to stand on the base. Back in the day, my dad would tell us that if you field the baseball as a pitcher, you throw it to first base. And in that case, that's probably the option right there. Probably a good option. Stepping into bat. 27, Ben Mazur. First pitch comes in, strike called. Ben Mazur on the season. Batting 205, 415 on base, 9 RBI. He's got a home run. Pitch comes in. He'll take a drive to left field. Going to back up the left fielder. Going to one hop the fence. Ben Mazur going to round first base. He'll go to second base standing. Ben Mazur has a stand-up double.
Well,
so next batter going to step in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20, the left-handed batter. He'll step in, two outs. They're in the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll step in now, stepping to the rubber. Number 4, Nick Turner. Nick Turner going to step in. Runner at second base is Ben Mazur. They get a crooked lead there at second base. Looks like less distance. Working from the set, here comes the pitch. Pitch comes in, lets it go by. Strike called. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter, plays right field. Caden Minnick batting 317, 417 on-base percentage. Check second base is the pitch. Going to take the ground ball. Going to get up the middle. Going to be a base hit. Going to go into center field. Rounding third base. Heading for home plate. Going to be tagged out. Couldn't have time to slide. Good play at home plate. Throw comes in from Caleb Edwards. The Knights are out of the inning. I should say so are the Seeger Patriots. So they leave no one on. They leave one on base. And, we'll mention no one left on base to come up with no runs. after four innings. Figure six, Central Catholic, two. Again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. You can visit them at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com or call 765-654-7777. They offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. You can visit them at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. They're located 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. If you're in Frankfort, Indiana. They're throwing the ball around the diamond. You get it back to second base. They throw it around the horn. They'll end up putting it back in the glove of Tyler Fox. They'll meet right there at the pitcher's man, Jackson King. Glove tap right there with Tyler Fox. Next batter in the lineup for Seager, going to be number two, Noah Stephen. Noah Stephen plays third base. He does wear number two. He's batting 471, 542 on base percentage. Peering in looking at signals, working out a windup. Tyler Fox, left-handed batter, Stephen. He's going to put a bunt down, it's a little airborne, towards the dugout, almost bare hand catch by Coach Sean Turner. He'll toss it back to Tyler Fox. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count to number two, Noah Stephen. Back up on the rubber, peering in looking at signals, out of the windup. Tyler Fox, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished inside low. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Left-handed batter, number two, Noah Stephen. Peering in, looking at signals, Tyler Fox. Here comes the wind. Pitch comes in low for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. Peering in, looking at signals. Right there, a step on the rubber, actually, from the windup, Tyler Fox. And foul one out of play, left side over the third base dugout. Count goes two balls, two strikes. Number two, Noah Stephen steps back in, left-handed batter. Taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of the windup. Here comes the 2-2. Fouled back to the screen. Count remains 2-2. 2-2 count to Noah Stephen. Noah Stephen, a left-handed batter. His cousin batted left-handed. Stepping back in, Noah Stephen. Pitching from the windup, Tyler Fox. Breaking pitch, finished high and away, ball three. 3-2 count. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Looking at signals, none given. Steps back in. 3-2 from Tyler Fox. Reached back for some MPH. Finished high for ball four. Jogged down to first base. Noah Stephen. Timeout on the diamond. Jackson Kane. And jog out. Pitcher's mound. Have conversation with Tyler Fox. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 10, Drew Holland. Play second base, Drew Holland. Batting 333 on the season. That's in 56 plate appearances, 51 at-bats. 382 on-base percentage. He's got 15 RBI on the season. 10 runs scored. He's walked four times. Turn around and walk back to the dugout 13 times. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Tim Bordenhagen will walk out to talk with his infield. Again, we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. Located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. You can visit them on the web at ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And now inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, you can find Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7 a.m. to 12 noon. I'm going to give a hand clap to Tyler Fox if he walks off the surface. And go with the new pitcher. And then we'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment. Their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch at Titus Bakery and Deli. You can see them on the web. You can visit them at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a hot coffee and a donut. You can stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. On the mound right now, getting ready to pitch. He's warming up. Number 8. Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon enters this ballgame 6 innings under his belt. He's walked 10. He struck out 5. Bryce McCammon wears number 8 for the Knights. In a different uniform, he'll wear number 30. So getting some final warm-up tosses right here. He's got infield right behind him. He's watching him warm up. Getting loose right here. Pretty good velocity. Bryce McCammon can bring the fastball. So you can get some glove taps right there from teammates. They'll go out and play defensively. So they'll step to the home plate. Number 10 going to step in, Drew Holland, left-handed batter. Runner at first base is number 2, Noah Stephen. Working from the stretch. Peering in, looking at signals. Check first base out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in and try to put a bunt down. Going to go foul ball. Foul ball back to the wall there. Cement wall. Going to check that baseball. Looking at it. Going to pocket that one. Home plate umpire. Set back in. Bryce McCammon. Checks first base out of the stretch. Checks it again. Set position. Going to square the bunt early. Going to put the bunt down. Going to be fielded by Bryce McCammon. He'll throw to first base. They'll get the put out with Justin Brady. Mission accomplished. Moving to second base is Noah Stephen. Next batter in the lineup, number 14. He plays right field, Peyton Reynolds. Peyton Reynolds, right-handed batter. Step in. Very few signals given, if any. Peering in, looking at the catcher right there on a set position, Bryce McCammon. Breaking pitch, and he says low and away, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Step back in to check second base, out of stretch. Check the signals. Set position, out of stretch. Here's your pitch. The foul ball, ground ball, first base coach fields it. Foul ball. So let's check signals out of the box. Step back in. 14, Peyton Reynolds. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bryce McCammon out of the set. Pickoff move at second base timing. Throw was a bit high. Might have had him. Evan Dehart. Takes a throw, tosses it back to Bryce McCammon. Stepping back in, batter's box, Drew Holland. Working out of the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, going to be a line drive to right field. Going to bounce once, picked up by Caden Minnie. Check that, that was off the bat of 14, Peyton Reynolds. Base hit to right field. Again, a 1 RBI single first base now.
Hunter Albertson.
Next batter going to step in. Hunter Albertson does the catching. Raise number 19 for the Seager Patriots. Working from the stretch, Bryce McCammon. Now the set position. Pitch comes in, swinging him, I should say fouled back. Strike one. Right-handed batter, Hunter Albertson. Step back in, tap the plate. Working from the stretch, looking at signals. Checks first base out of stretch. More signals, working out of set position. Bryce McCammon. Pitch comes in, fastball, strike called. Checking signals, reflecting them from the dugout, Jackson Kane. Peering in, looking at signals, Bryce McCammon. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the 0-2. And foul one, out of play. Again, no balls, two strikes. Stepping back in the rubber, Bryce McCammon. Peering in, looking at signals. Balls in play, working from the set position. Pickoff move, first base, no tag applied. Back safely standing up, Peyton Reynolds. Set back in the rubber, Bryce McCammon. Peering in, looking at signals, checks first base. Now the set position. Pitch comes in, ground ball. Fielded by Owen Money, a slip to Evan Dehart. They'll throw back to first base. Justin Brady, he'll turn the double play. So nice get out of the inning. There is no one aboard. Coming up with one run in the top of the fifth inning, Seager. It's now Seager 7. Central Catholic 2. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm and experience and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes Bear Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, 317-753-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Still throwing the ball around the diamond. Nick Turner getting warmed up right there by a coach out of the dugout. Giving time for Hunter Albertson to put his gear on. We got some stat leaders we'll mention here momentarily. The stat leaders, they have at least 8 games played and at least 25 plate appearances. We'll talk about that after this half the inning. The batting average stat leaders, top 5 in the state of Indiana. We'll talk about those in a moment. Next batter in the lineup for the night can be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, as they put the ball back in the glove of Nick Turner. Stepping in the rubber right there. You're going to pitch from the windup. Nick Turner stepping into bat, T.J. Bell. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Nice batting in the bottom of the fifth inning. 7-2 ball game. Seager in front. Pitch comes in, lets it go by. Knee-high strike called. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Shaking one off. Here comes Nick Turner. Here's the pitch. Gonna get hit by pitch. Didn't flinch a bit. Did move. T.J. Bell gonna be at first base.
Center fielder number 33, Brandon Robbins.
Act like nothing happened. T.J. Bell's at first base now. Nick Turner, disappointed, takes the hat off, walks back behind the pitcher's rubber, back there on the grass. He steps back on now. you're going to line up like you're going to pitch from the windup. He's got a guy on first base. He's probably going to step off. In the batter's box, now he's going to pitch from a stretch. There's a pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Next batter in the lineup, 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins batting 243 on the season. 391 on base percentage. That's 46 plate appearances, 37 at bats. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Low for a ball, snap throw to first base. Off target, but caught by Jace Ware. Back safely, T.J. Bell. Step back in the rubber. Nick Turner stepping back in the batter's box. Right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins, working from the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move, nonchalant. Back to first base. No tag applied. C.J. Bell back standing up. Working the stretch, now the set position. Curveball, swing and a miss. Bryn Robbins, one ball, two strikes. Check and signal, third base coach, Coach Bordenay, to step back in, tap the plate far and near. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Out in front, there's going to be drop third strike, but first base is occupied. This strikeout count. One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter going to step in is Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon batting in the one position. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Nick Turner. Here comes the pitch. Line drive rope, base hit to center field. Picked up there in center field by Caleb Edwards. Bryce McCammon picks up his first hit of the season.
I'm adding the shortstop, number 24, Evan Deanhart.
Next batter in the lineup will be Evan Deanhart. Bryce McCammon going to get a courtesy runner. He's grinning coming in the dugout, rightfully so. Running for him is going to be Hudson Gutwein, number 9. Hunter Albertson out to the pitcher's mound. I'm going to have a short conversation right there with Nick Turner. T.J. Bell at second base. Hudson Gutwein at first base. First and second base, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights, number 24, Evan Deanhart. Evan Deanhart on the season batting 408, 62 plate appearances, 49 at-bats, 525 on-base percentage. He's got 10 RBI. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Nick Turner. Out of the set, check second base. A pirouette clockwise and not make a throw. A step back in the rubber, right-handed batter, Evan Deanhart. Runners at first and second base. Out of the set, he'll check the base. He'll drive one on the ground. He's going to get through the hole. Right side of the shortstop. Going to be a base hit for Evan Deanhart.
The second baseman, number 12.
Runners occupying each base. Base is loaded. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn on the season, 361 average. That's in 70. Plate appearances, 61 at-bats, 435 on-base percentage. He's got 13 RBI. They're going to call timeout, talk it over. Right there at the pitcher's mound, Cedar Patriots. Bases loaded here in the bottom of the fifth inning. We'll mention batting average stat leaders. We'll talk about them. 727 average. That's 38 plate appearances, 33 at-bats. Jonah Regneris. He's a senior at Heritage Christian High School. He also has 3 home runs. We'll also mention batting 703 on the season with 25 RBI. 46 plate appearances, 37 at-bats. Ethan Wagner. Ethan Wagner, a sophomore out of Crossroads Christian High School. He's got 1 home run. Start back up again at the end of the inning. Stepping into bat, Evan Deanhart. I take that back. Stepping into bat, Owen Munn. Evan Deanhart at first base. Hudson Gutwein at second base. T.J. Bell at third base. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning, working from the set position. This comes in Ball one. Good block outside. Pitch came in outside. Hunter Albertson, a good glove. Stepping back in, right-handed batter. 0-1 Munn, peering in, looking at signals. Number four, Nick Turner. Go to set position now. Pitch comes in, ground ball by third base. Going to score one. Coach Fortnay going to hold him up at second base at Hudson Gutwein. And 0-1 Munn gets an RBI single. 0-1 Munn, RBI number 14 on the season. Next batter going to step in. Number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer batting in the fourth position. Ryan Schumer batting 205. He's in 54 plate appearances, 39 at-bats. 415 on-base percentage. He's got 9 RBI. Let's step off the rubber there. Conversation. Nick Turner, shortstop, I do believe. Christian Holland, he steps back on the rubber, working from the windup. Bases loaded. Home plate umpire adjusts his miniature stenographer's pad, puts it back in his pocket. Sun's going down, the temperature's going down, not so hot, but a good day for baseball. Stepping in, left-handed batter Ryan Schumer. Pitching from the stretch, Nick Turner. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Ryan Schumer, a lefty batter, righty pitcher. Number four, Nick Turner. Peers in, looks for signals. Bases loaded, Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Working from the set. Backdoor curveball in there again. Strike called. No balls, two strikes. Steps back in, Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Nick Turner. Still peering, working out of the windup. No check, I should say, now the set. Ground ball in the infield, going to get by the glove of Nick Turner. It's going to slow it up. They're not going to have a play from second baseman. Take that back out of the shortstop. Christian Holland fields the baseball after it caromed off of Nick Turner's glove. So one run in for the night. They have two runs in here in the inning. Bottom of the fifth inning. 7-4 ball game presently. Stepping into bat with one out. It's going to be Justin Brady. Base is still loaded. Peering in, looking at signals, Nick Turner. Left-handed batter, Justin Brady. Working out of set position. Pitch comes in, swing a miss. A bit off speed, might have been a breaking pitch. Count goes 0-1. 32, Justin Brady batting 302 on the season. 64 plate appearances, 53 at-bats. 413 on-base percentage. He's got 12 RBI. Working from the set. Turner checks third base. Going to pop one airborne. It's going to go in foul territory. Giving it a chase. It's going to be caught by the second baseman, Drew Holland. Going to tag up at third base. He's going to slide in there. They're going to get him. Going to be called out at home plate. A good slide. And the tag applied by Hunter Albertson. So they get him out of the inning. Knights come up with two runs at the end of five. 7-4. Seager in front. Again, we'll go ahead and mention 3, 4, and 5. These are batting average stat leaders, top five in Indiana. At number three position, batting 651, 55 plate appearances, 43 at-bats, Dalton Wasson. Dalton, W-A-S-S-O-N. He's a senior from Heritage High School. He's got a home run. He's 6'1", 192. Fourth position, 633 average, 66 plate appearances, 49 at-bats. Brady Yerjar. Brady Yerjar, that's Y-E-R-Y-A-R. He's a junior. He plays infield and he plays a shortstop position. He's from Shackamack High School. He got four home runs on the season. He's 6'1", 185. In the fifth position, batting 609 on the season with 37 RBI. 89 plate appearances, 69 at-bats. That's Jordan Landcrone. That's Jordan Landcrone. He's a senior from Calumet Christian High School. He plays three sports, baseball, football, basketball. And he's got three home runs on the season. He's 6 foot two, 188. Those are the top five stat leaders in batting average, state of Indiana. And again, we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school athletics. Stepping into bat, Seeger Patriots in the bat in the top of the sixth. Here comes a whine from Bryce McCammon. Fouled back to the screen. Stepping into bat, it's Landon Walker. Landon Walker, right-handed batter, plays left field. He's batting .370 on the season, .469 on base percentage. He's batting right-handed. Here comes the right-handed arm of Bryce McCammon. Breaking pitch, barely missed. Kind of froze up. Landon Walker broke in there. Just missed. Count goes one ball, one strike. Here comes the wide from McCammon. The ground ball in the infield will be fielded by Owen Munn. He'll pick it back up. The throw with first base, and they'll get him with the put out. They say Ty goes to the runner. That is a myth. Ty doesn't go to the runner because that ball is already in the webbing of the glove. That's what we're taught in umpire class right there in Kokomo. And it sounds definitely correct. So one out. They're in the top of the sixth inning. Stepping in, Caleb Edwards. Last time, drew an intentional walk without pitching. Pitch comes in, he'll take a swing and a miss. Bryce McCammon, throwing a low fastball. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Right-handed batter, Caleb Edwards. 5.56 average, .631 on base. Here comes pitch. Foul ball, back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 count to the one hitter, Caleb Edwards. One out, top of the sixth inning. A 7-4 ball game. Seeger in front. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball foul. Out there in front of the Seeger Patriot dugout. They stay in the box with an 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter, Caleb Edwards. Facing Bryce McCammon, the right-handed pitcher. Here comes the 0-2 again. Ground ball out in front of the plate. Going to pick it up foul territory, Jackson Kane. Third baseline, foul ball. Caleb Edwards going to step back to the plate once again with the 0-2 count. No balls, two strikes. One out. Top of the sixth inning. Step back in. He's a one-hitter. He plays center field in the ballgame. That's Caleb Edwards. Ball's in play. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. He'll take a line drive to second base. Caught by Owen Munn. Didn't have to move much. Didn't get a lot of that sweet spot, and it was a line rope to Owen Munn. Next batter to step in, Christian Holland. Shortstop, bats number 21 on the back of his jersey, batting .319, .484 on base. Here's the pitch. He's going to take a line drive to center field. He's going to bounce once into the glove of Bryn Robbins. Base hit off the bat. Of 21, Christian Holland. Next batter to step in, Nick Turner. Does the pitching. Pitcher of record. Where's number 4, left-handed batter. Facing another righty. Pretty ambidextrous young man. Nick Turner. Peering in, looking at singles, Bryce McCammon. Out of the set. To check the base. Pitch comes in. Outside of ball. Jackson King misplayed it, but picked it up in a hurry. Staying at first base, Christian Holland. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out, looking at signals. Very few given. Steps back in, Nick Turner. Working from the stretch, Bryce McCammon. Checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in, low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Left-handed batter, Nick Turner. Step back in, has a wide stance, not much of a step. Checking the air right there, the airflow, first base coach. Pitch comes in. You know, foul one over the third base dugout. Well out of play. Lefty batter, Nick Turner. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Bryce McCammon back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Looks at first base a couple of times, now out of the set. Pickoff move, first base. Back safety. Head first, right there, number 21, Kristen Holland. Back in the glove of Bryce McCammon. Peering in, looking at singles, now out of the set. This line drive shot to left field, going to back him up. Going to make the catch in left field for the Knights. Believed to be Ben Mazur still in the ballgame. We'll double check. But a good catch in left field, nevertheless. So top half of the inning, no runs. They get one hit. And then they did one on base. So that was Ben Mazur in left field. So at the end of 5.5, the 7-4 ball game. Seager 7, Central Catholic 4. Knights go back in the bottom of the 6th inning. And again, we'll mention, PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Good throwing the ball around the infield, talking it over right there. Knights going to bat in the bottom of the 6th inning. 7-4 ball game in the hit department. The guests, Seager Patriots, they have 9 hits. The home team, Central Catholic Knights, have 7. So they're working on the diamond right there. Nick Turner returns to pitch here in the bottom of the 6th inning. He's gone the distance. Nick Turner. These teams are going to be in action. We'll mention Seager going to be in action on tomorrow. That's the 12th of May. There'll be a 5:30 start home game with Faith Christian. We'll also mention the Knights. Knights going to be in action on Friday night. Hoosier Conference crossover game. That'll be Friday, May 13th, a 6 p.m. start. If they don't bump it up a little bit, last time they played the crossover game there at Western, it went 11 innings. It was a 2-0 ball game, but the first score by Central Catholic didn't happen until the top of the 11th inning. It was Carson right there off of third base. Then a base hit, RBI, scored the next run. So it was a 2-0 ball game. Few years back, maybe 4, right there at Western Panther High School. It's going to be there again. Central Catholic at Western on Friday. Stay tuned. Presently at 6 o'clock start time. Stepping into bat, it's going to be Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur wears number 27. Ben Mazur batting 261 on the season, 393 on base. Here's the pitch from Turner. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. No balls, 1 strike. Step back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Nick Turner. Long peer. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Could be a ground ball foul. Left side. Going to get up against the fence there. Track that one down. Count goes 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's a whine from Turner. High for a ball. Off the glove of Albertson. I'll insert another baseball. Count goes 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1-2 count to Ben Mazur. Righty facing the righty. Here comes the whine. Going to get a drive. It's going to go line drive rope, but just foul down the third baseline out in the grass. Pretty good stroke right there. Last time up, I believe it was last time up, Ben Mazur took a shot down left field. One hop the fence. He ended up at second base standing. One ball, two strikes. Peering in looking at signals, Nick Turner. Here's the wind. Foul tip off the glove. Couldn't hold it. Just stay in the box with a foul ball. One ball, two strikes. Step back in, Ben Mazur. Peering in looking at signals, Nick Turner. Here's the wind. Ground ball on the infield. Going to be fielded by the shortstop. The throw across the diamond. It's going to be high off the glove. And Ben Mazur is going to reach first base by error. So one runner aboard. Mazur at first base. Fielder there, shortstop position, Christian Holland. Throw just kind of went up and up and up. Tapped the glove of first baseman Chase Ware. He got by that and went to the fence. Tracking it down was the catcher, Hunter Albertson, backing up the throw. It's a pretty good jaunt to get behind the first base. They all do it. Working from the stretch, peering in. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter. Ground ball in the infield. Can be fielded by Turner. He'll throw to first base and second base. He'll get the fourth out, Ben Mazur. And Cade Minnick going to reach first base by fielder's choice. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. Designated hitter in the ballgame. Where's number 16? T.J. Bell going to step in. 65 plate appearances, 53 at-bats. 281 on-base percentage. Strong young man, right-handed batter. Going to pop one skyward. We're in foul territory, so Johnson backs up. Allows Chase Ware to make the catch. Second out here in the bottom of the sixth. So back at first base, Cade Minnick. Next batter going to step in. Number 33, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins, right-handed batter, takes a couple swings outside the box. He'll step in now. Peering in, looking at signals. He'll check first base and step off the back. That's Nick Turner going to wipe some perspiration off of the face right there. Adjust the cap. He'll put it back on and he'll step back in. He'll peer in, look at signals from catcher Hunter Albertson. Working from the stretch. Now the set, pickoff move, nonchalant. Back safely, standing up is Cade Minnick. Stepping back in right here in the batter's box, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins plays a good center field position. Where's number 33? Working from the set. Pickoff move again. Back head first slide is Minnick safe as Jace Ware applies the tag. Steps back in right-handed batter's box. Working from the set position. Going to put a bunt down. It's going to go airborne. It's going to bounce. It's going to be a fair ball. It's going to be a bunt hit off the bat of Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins going to reach base. It went a little bit airborne. It kind of stopped when it hit the grass. By the time Nick Turner picked it up, it was pretty much too late to make a throw. Bren Robbins at first base. Cade Minnick at second base. Two outs stepping into bat. Bryce McCammon. Bryce McCammon, pitcher of record for the Knights. Working from the set. Checks second base. Checks it again. Pickoff move. He stepped off the back. Didn't make a throw. Nick Turner, counterclockwise, should say clockwise, steps back in the rubber. Set position, you check second base. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in, fastball, taken for a strike. No ball, one strike, step back in. Right-handed batter, Bryce McCammon, wearing number 8 in this uniform. Working from the stretch, now the set, check second base. Breaking pitch, good block by Albertson. Misplaying the baseball, both runners take 90 feet advancement on the base paths. So Cade Minnick at third base. Brent Robbins at second base. One ball, one strike. Stepping back in, Bryce McCammon. Right-handed batter. Facing the righty, Nick Turner peering in looking at signals. Shaking off signals. He's ready to go, working from his set. The high ground ball in the infield, fielded by Nick Turner. The pitcher, he'll throw to first base, get the put out with Chase Ware. So the Knights leave two aboard. They come up with no runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. At the end of six, Cedar Patriots 7, Central Catholic Knights 4. Well, mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports, 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. New and used certified gun sales. Buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. Visit them on Facebook at Larson and Sons Target Sports. Again, that's Larson, A-N-D, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting at Target Sports in Sheridan. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Bryce McCammon getting some warm-up pitches right there with Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane working on the diamond right there. The Cedar Patriots getting ready to bat in the top of the seventh inning. So they're working it over right there, getting some final warm-up pitches. Jackson Kane going to throw a frozen rope to second base. So they'll bring the ball around, put it around the horn, and they'll end up putting the ball back in the glove of Bryce McCammon. Next batter in the lineup going to step in for the Cedar Patriots. It's going to be first baseman 24, Jace Ware. Jace Ware going to step in. He's batting 457 on the season. That's 63 played appearances, 35 official at-bats. He's walked 26 times on the season. Pitch comes in, he'll take a foul ball out of play, left side. Jace Ware, 698 on base percentage. 14 RBI, he scored 13 runs himself. He has struck out nine times. 26 base on balls. Pitch comes in, low and away. One ball, one strike. Step back in. Left-handed batter, taps the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryce McCammon, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Chase Ware steps back in. Pretty bulky young man. Left-handed batter facing the righty, Bryce McCammon. He tries to check that swing. Couldn't get a check, and he knew it. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Sun's getting beyond below the tree line. A nice, pleasant evening. Pitch comes in, ball high. Down goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Bryce McCammon pitching from the windup, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a 3-2. Could be hit by pitch. They take off the apparatus on that right ankle, who jogged down to first base. Jace Ware has some pretty good wet dirt right there in front of his jersey. He'll walk on past first base, take a little walk beyond first base. Got hit on the back side, right there on the back. He bent down to try to miss the pitch. Got him right on the number. So he'll go back to first base. He'll do the base running. Stepping into bat for Seager, going to be number 2, Noah Steven. Left-handed batter, Chase Ware going to get a pretty good size lead. Bryce McCammon in the set. He'll pitch to the plate. Pitch out and taking off of second base. Going to steal the base outright. No throw. Jake Ware. Lights are on here at Gordon Lemming Field. They're pretty much the full fledge. Stepping back in, left-handed batter, Noah Steven. At second base, Jake Ware. One aboard. Working from the stretch, now the set. Gonna put a bunt down. It's gonna be a foul ball left side. Third baseline beyond. Be picked up there by third baseman. They'll throw it back in. Back on the pitcher's rubber right there. Bryce McCammon. Stepping in, Noah Steven. One ball, one strike. He's gonna square the bunt early. Not trying to hide it. Looking from the stretch, now the set. Pickoff move at second base. Timing pattern, no throw. Left-handed batter's box, third baseman. That's number two, Noah Steven. He squared early last opportunity. He's going to square early again. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike. He pulls the bat back. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Let's see if he'll bunt with two strikes. We did see Jackson Kane do that earlier this season. Set position, Bryce McCammon. Short hop to glove. Jackson Kane's going to field it. He'll go back near the backstop to pick it up. So run over to third base, Chase Ware. So no bunt needed now unless they decide to bunt again. Infield going to play in for the Knights. Looking at signals. Third base coach, Sean Turner. Left-handed batter, Noah Steven. Here comes a 2-2. Fouled back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Once again, on the five hitter, Noah Steven. Left-handed batter's box, peering in looking at signals. Right-handed pitcher, out of set, Bryce McCammon. Ground ball in the infield. Be fielded by Schumer. The throw across the diamond. Justin Brady. They'll get the put out. Runner stays place right there at third base. That's Jace Ware. Next batter in the lineup. We're going to see number 10, Drew Holland. Drew Holland plays second base for the Patriots. Drew Holland, number 10. Batting 333 on the season. 382 on base percentage. He's been to the plate 56 times, 51 at-bats. Left-handed batter working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Backdoor curveball from Bryce McCammon. No balls, one strike. 0-1 count. Stepping back in, Drew Holland. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Low, going to block it. They're not going to try to steal home. About halfway back to the screen, Jackson Kane retrieves the baseball. Jace Ware stays at third base. One ball, one strike, one out. These two teams familiar with one another. Back behind home plate, Jackson Kane, home plate umpire two. Stepping in, going to be number 10, Drew Holland. Bryce McCammon, peering in, looking at signals. Now the set position. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball. Back right through the glove, right by the glove, I should say, of Evan Genhart. Infield was in. Made that a tough play. He almost got it. Goes to center field, picked up there by Bryn Robbins. They throw it in. And Jace Ware crosses his home plate. One run in, it's 8-4. Top of the seventh inning. Seager in front, stepping into bat. Number 14, Peyton Reynolds. He's a right fielder, right-handed batter. Pitch comes in, taken for a strike, fastball. Peyton Reynolds, 14, batting 211 on the season. 250 on-base percentage. 42 plate appearances, 38 at-bats. breaking pitch way out in front of it, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter Peyton Reynolds steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Bryce McCammon checks first base out of the stretch. Now the set. Swing and a miss. Drop third strike. First base is occupied. Two outs. So he'll walk back to the dugout. Next batter going to step in. Hunter Albertson plays the catcher position. Wears number 19. He'll step in to bat. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, Bryce McCammon checks first base. Now the set position. Pitch comes in. Fastball called strike. Bryce McCammon going to step back in the rubber. Peer in, look at signals from Jackson Kane. Out of the set position. Pitch comes in. Taken for a strike. Might have been a breaking pitch. Well placed by McCammon. Count goes 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Runner at first base is number 10, Drew Holland. Taking off for second base. Going to punch one to right field. Going to make a long run. Going to make the catch. Caden Minnick catches out number 3. Caden Minnick was playing him to pull the ball. And he had to run quite a ways to pick up that fly ball and made the catch. So they leave one on base to come up with one run after 6.5. 8-4 contest. Knights going to bat in the bottom of the 7th inning. And again, we thank you for listening to Put Me in Sports. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, at Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're getting some warm-up tosses. Nick Turner out there for a 7th inning. He's gone the distance. Get a catcher out there. Do some catching for him as he put his gear on. That's Hunter Albertson doing the catching for the Seager Patriots. I should mention these two teams, I should say basketball teams, Seager and Central Catholic, they synonymously play first game of the season. Last two first games of the season, Put Me in Sports was there. I should say 2 years ago at Seager. Seager got the win. I think a 1-point victory. Shot at the buzzer. In the paint. And then the Knights got a pretty good win this year. Back in 21 versus Seager at home. Stepping into bat. Knights. Pitch comes in low and away. In the batter's box. Evan Deanhart. Where's number 24 for the Knights? Working from the windup. Nick Turner. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, let it go by. Strike called. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes the wind, the 1-1. Ground ball in the infield, high hop. It's going to go in the center field, a base hit. High hop goes across the bag, and Evan Deanhart has a multiple hit game. Next batter in the lineup, going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Looking at signals. Signals given. Coach Bordenay. They'll step in now, right-handed batter. The manager of the dirt right there will step in. Number 12, Owen Munn. working from the wide to take that back, working from the stretch. Now the set, Nick Turner. Ground ball foul, left side, out in front of the third base dugout. 0-1 count to Owen Munn. No balls, one strike. Evan Dinehart at first base. Bottom of the seventh inning, nobody out. Peering in, looking at singles, Nick Turner. Set position. To look over the shoulder, pitch comes in. Ground ball, foul once again. Left side by Owen Munn. No balls, two strikes. Owen Munn in the batter's box. Owen Munn on the season, batting .361, .435 on base percentage. He entered the game with 70 plate appearances. Pitch comes in high and away. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count, Owen Munn. And Owen Munn did a lot of base running last year. Owen Munn, a viable part to step out, to step back in. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Nick Turner. Working from the set. Here comes the pitch. Tried to call time. Time was not granted, evidently. Tried to step out. Must have been movement by the pitcher. Not sure that's what happened, but it looked like it was. So he'll walk back to the dugout. One out. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter. Left-handed batter, had some long ball power a year ago. He still got it. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll take a drive right up the middle. Through the grass, he'll get a base hit. It's Ryan Schumer. Runners at first and second base. Schumer at first. And Evan Dinehart at second. Next batter in the lineup. Let's step in there. 32, Justin Brady. Gonna have a conversation. He pitches me on Hunter Albertson walks out. And now Coach Sean Turner gonna come out of the dugout. Nick Turner has gone a long way. See what the choice is gonna be. Nick Turner has gone 6 1/3 innings in this ballgame. We're going to talk it over at the pitcher's mound. And we do thank you for listening. PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention both these teams. Going to be in action. Yet this week, we'll mention the Super Patriots will be in action tomorrow. They'll be home with Faith Christian. The Central Catholic Knights will be in action on Friday. They'll travel to Western for the Hoosier crossover game. Slated to start at 6 p.m. Keep track of local listings. Might be bumped up a little bit. Not for sure. Believe them. Western High School. Last I knew, they do not have lights. So get some warm-up tosses. New pitcher going to be inserted. Left-hander going to step in. That's Luke Plumer. Luke Plumer going to bat. They'll get some warm-up tosses. They'll throw the ball around the infield. They'll get loose right there as the ball's going from pitcher's mound to home plate for Luke Plumer. So Nick Turner leads the ball game. He can come back. He's an original starter. But he went 6 1/3 innings. The left-handed pitcher getting warmed up. Number one, Luke Plumer. Luke Plumer listed at 6'3", 185. He looks 6'3". So he'll get some warm-up tosses. Left-handed pitcher. And he'll get warmed up right there as the home plate umpire adjusts his miniature stenographer's pad. These umpires doing a very good job. Usually a good job by an umpire. You can almost tell they're kind of invisible. But they're not invisible. They're doing a fine job in this ballgame. So they get some warm-up tosses right there, finishing up. Getting ready for baseball. Bottom of the seventh inning. 8-4 ball game. Central Catholic trailing by 4. Seager in front. Seager Made a pretty good little drive. Drive over here. I should say up here. Maybe over here. But pretty good effort. Both these schools get together. Whichever sport it is, it's usually good. So getting some final warm-up tosses from the stretch position. Luke Plumer. On the pitches now. Next batter for the Knights is going to step in. And eventually, that's number 32, Justin Brady. They're going to final warm-up toss. Catcher, Hunter Albertson, jogs out. We have a little bit of a conversation right there with Plumer. And Plumer, you can just see the height when he's standing there beside Albertson. So Albertson going to go back behind home plate. Luke Plumer going to manicure some dirt right there at the landing spot. Now he'll manicure some dirt right there in front of the rubber. Two aboard for the Knights, first and second base. That's Ryan Schumer and Evan Zienhart. Stepping in, Justin Brady, left-handed batter, working from the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in high, going to get by the glove of Albertson. Base runner's going to move up 90 feet. Knights, second and third base. Justin Brady, left-handed batter. One ball, no strikes. Step back in, tap the plate. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Is Luke Plumer now out of a set position. Pitch comes in, fastball, let it go by. Justin Brady, 1-1 count. One ball, one strike. Lefty batter, lefty pitcher. Working out the stretch, now the set. Luke Plumer. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Looking for signals. Coach Bordenay, very few, if any, given. Step back in. Justin Brady, lefty batter. Working out the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Thought about a snap throw. Evan Jeanhart thought a snap throw might be coming to third base. He's back in there head first, safe. No throw. Stepping in, right-handed batter. Number 27, Ben Mazur. Two out, bottom of the seventh. Ben Mazur. Swinging a good bat today. Be a good time to swing a good bat right here. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Working from the set. High for a ball. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, a step back in, a tap the plate. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur, facing the lefty, Luke Plumer, out of the set position. High for a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. 1-1 count, he's tapped the plate once again. Peering in, looking at signals. Luke Plumer, Ben Mazur. Good healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter facing the lefty, Luke Plumer. In the foul one, right side, out of play. Protecting the zone right there. Two balls, two strikes. Ben Mazur going to step back in. Behind the rubber, he'll step in the rubber now. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Ben Mazur in the batter's box, working from the stretch. Now the set. He's going to take a stroke. He'll go to left center field. It's going to be veer to his right and make the catch in center field. Caleb Edwards. And the final score is going to end tonight. Seager with 8 runs. Central Catholic with 4. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention the next games, as mentioned, on the agenda for each team. Seager Patriots will be home tomorrow night, May the 12th, 5:30 start time. They'll have Faith Christian as their opponent. And the Knights will be off tomorrow. They'll take a day off after 3 straight ball games. And they'll be away on Friday. They'll visit the Western Panthers. It's right now scheduled for 6 p.m. It's going to be Friday, May 13th, Hoosier Conference crossover game. Championship game. We thank you for tuning in.
We thank my wife back home for help with putting me in sports. We are always thankful, and I will mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.